This is a podcast from policyreview.tv.
Thank you very much. I thought I was going to be able to stand up here and say, well, the thing about the not going to uni people is that it's all right if you've got the choice in front of you. I'm going to say it anyway, obviously. You know, it's the implication is that you choose not to go to uni. Well, what Aim High has always been concerned about is giving people the choice to go to university in the first place. And if anybody asks me, well, what is it that... what's the real essence? I'd say it's the journey, stupid. You know, any point at which you choose to get off, if it's a choice, is absolutely fine. And any point in which you choose a different end and a different goal is also absolutely fine. And just one more thing on Aim Higher learners. Patently, obviously, from all the work that we've done over the last N years in Aim Higher, and many of you here will have worked with us, and one or two of you are Aim Higher people, obviously, for the learners that we're working with, going to university is not a goal in its own right. It's what you get from going that these young people are interested in. It's the opportunities it brings for a wider range of jobs, for a better earning capability that they are focused on. And therefore, a great deal of Aim Higher's work is not about what you can do while you're at uni. I think we started there way back when Hefke first funded summer schools. It was about the experience of being at university. That never was where it was at. That never was, and that isn't what attracts young people from working class backgrounds to go to university. I've got some slides, but I'm going to leave them on the web. But I would suggest that you look at them if you want to get to any detailed Aim Higher case studies, because there are some websites on there, some web addresses. And just to say that a number of us are now working nationally, well, all of the Aim Higher area partnerships will very shortly be working nationally to populate what was the Aim Higher practitioner website, which is aimhigher.ac.uk/practitioner, which is on the slides, with case studies, guidance materials, resources that you can crib, amend, borrow, and masses of evaluation, impact evidence, research reports, statistics and things, both on particular activities, on particular learner target groups. So there will be a legacy for Aim Higher in this, that other people can take up and take forward, and I sincerely hope you will do so. Mary talked about the gap between expectation and experience, and pre-entry work is precisely about that. It's precisely about helping young people, and Aim Higher focused on young people, it's precisely about helping young people to define what their expectations are and to understand as well as you possibly can understand what those expectations, what the match might be between those expectations and the experience of going to university. I'm talking about pre-entry work because that, again, has been the focus of Aim Higher, and I'm glad that so many people have stressed that pre-entry work absolutely closely links to student retention. I entirely agree about the importance of transitions, but let's not forget that transition isn't actually an educational period. It's a summer holiday, actually, in most cases, and at most points. So it is about the different stages. I'd like to see, and this is the Aim Higher way, the sending institution, primary school, secondary school. In Greater Manchester, virtually everybody leaves school at 16. Most schools are 11 to 16 schools only. No school six forms in most cases. Well, there are in the grammar schools, but not most places. So college at 16 into college and then into university. I'd like to see the sending institution having a great deal more to say about what those learners need. Why? Because they know the learners. Because they really know those learners and they know them as individuals. And that's something I've been arguing for a long time, but we have a systemic problem in this country about failing the transition support. At every one of those stages, we have a systemic problem. But back to pre-entry and Aim Higher. What do I really want to say to you? I want to say that, and I'm thinking about some of you maybe being involved in writing your new access agreements. I want to say if I'm Martin Harris and your access agreement says we're going to do work with primary children, that would be a red flag. A big red flag. Photo opportunities, oh dear. There's a risk that this university is saying let's do some work with some nice, bright, bushy-tailed kids, and we can put them in miniature gowns and we can take some wonderful pictures of them. But we don't really want to talk to them when they get to that sort of difficult 12, 13-year-old stage. So we'll pick them up again when they're well on track to go to university in year 12. One or two of my partner universities are doing exactly that in their current draft access agreements. Well, I would say there's one thing Aim Higher tells us. It's that it's not the one-off hit. That one-hit wonder is no use. Believe me, 5 years of an inner-city secondary school will beat out any enthusiasm you've instilled in that nice primary child. And I'm not against work with primary kids. I would love us to have an all-age approach to the journey towards higher ambitions. I would love us to start with primary kids, but I would not focus a limited resource on primary children. And there are many of my Aim Higher colleagues who would not like to hear me say that, but I think you've got to think about where limited resource can make the best impact and can have the most sustained result. So the second thing is absolutely crystal clear targeting. Somebody asked before about internships. I just wouldn't offer them to the kids who've got families who can make those arrangements through the golf club. I just would not offer it to them. If you're going to have a limited number of opportunities, you totally and unashamedly target them on the young people who will otherwise not get them. You don't offer them to everybody and then expect those young people to compete on a level playing field, because it's not going to happen. You offer it. And that is one of the things Aim Higher has taught us. We don't work with every school. We offer some great activities, but we don't offer it to everybody. And, OK, so we've had one or two letters about social engineering from middle-class parents saying, why won't you let my child go on a residential summer school because this costs the taxpayer this much money? So you're up there, you're saying, well, because your child actually has many other advantages already and because this is a targeted initiative. So totally, you target. And you need to think that one through, because universities have done that and done it willingly and massively through Aim Higher. But whether they will continue to do it when there isn't Aim Higher, which was a tasked, targeted initiative to encourage them to do that, I don't know. And think about the reach of what the universities might be offering as well, because the other thing about Aim Higher is it's everywhere. So it isn't in every school, but the schools that it's not in have been deselected. They don't just happen to be in Wigan, which has no university to work with them. They don't accidentally happen to have fallen in some rural community where absolutely no university is ever likely to go, or some coastal community that people really would rather not go near. Then that's what's going to happen with us. You know, the two big universities in Manchester will work in schools in Manchester. And indeed, there are plenty of schools in Manchester that need that work. But nobody's going to go to Rochdale, and nobody's going to go to Oldham. Nobody even knows where Tameside is. Stockport will bleat about the fact that nobody goes there. Nobody's going to go there, because they've only done that because Aim Higher started by looking statistically at the profile of the schools across the whole of our area, identified which schools we needed to work with, went to our universities and said, work with us, we need to offer a programme for these schools. Where is that going to be in the future? I'm inevitably going to be a bit grieved about the fact that so much will be lost, and I know that not everything can be replaced. In the absence of £90-odd million pounds a year, which is what Aim Higher is getting at the moment, including the Associates programme, of course, you can't replicate it. But you can make sure that some of the principles that have been established in Aim Higher are carried forward with the limited resource that will be available. It's not about a particular activity either. We've thought really hard in Aim Higher, and we've worked really hard with all of our partners over the years to develop the sequenced interventions that we know make a difference. It's about, and this is where the transition points might be the crucial timings, because you can't be with them every step of the way, because you can't be with them all the time, then schools and colleges will identify the transition points as crucial for them. And if you can work with schools and colleges to time the interventions that the university is able to offer to, of course, a targeted subset of the learners. Not everybody, remember, but those who really can benefit most and for whom the impact will be greatest, then actually you can do more. So in Greater Manchester, our approach is we start for real when young people are making their decisions about GCSE choices in Year 9. Really, really important that they understand that the decisions they make about the subjects they study for GCSE are actually decisions that might impact on their future. And that they think about their future. We don't try to do anything to influence what choices they make, but we do try to get them to think about their future and this being part of the steps and stages towards their future. Obviously, again, at 16, through Year 12 and Year 13. And just by the way, think about, I don't know if anybody, has anybody here got a child in Year 12 at the moment? Because, boy, are they in a horrible situation, those kids. Because right now, Aim Higher Year 12s, really trying to work hard. Now we would be working with them, are working with them, we are. We aren't turning our backs on them. We are out there working with them, helping them to make decisions because they need to get ahead of the game. I mean, they will be competing for university places with young people who've had 15 years worth of support and thinking about going to university, who've been brought up with it all their lives and who've got parents at home who are saying, fees, OK, love, don't worry too much about the fees. Just think about where it's going to get you, you know. Or maybe think about not going to uni. Think about other options. Fine. But their parents will be talking to them about it. So will their schools. The young people we're working with probably have only just woken up to the idea that it's even a remote possibility. And by the time the information is available, and by the way, some universities are saying they won't set the fees until midway through next year, well after the final date for UCAS applications to be in, because we're going to have a year of transition. Connection service in our area, 40% cuts. No Aim Higher to support them any further. Right now, no university able or willing to say anything at all to those young people. These kids are in a hell of a position. Talk about sacrificial lambs. This is cruel. So you might think about the transition year and the horrors that of that, what that really means for the young people that we've been working with and you will have to do the work with in the future. I think we should have some questions, but I would just really encourage you to do your best whenever you can to talk to those of us who are still in Aim Higher, who are deeply committed to using the bit of time we've got left to trying to ensure that the kinds of things that we've learned and the knowledge we've got about what support young people need is passed on to anybody else who's willing to take it on in the future.